Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
So, Bob,
this is illegal. We're not supposed to be doing this. I'm not supposed to know.
I know this is mad fucking illegal. What if Rue like calls us and be like, "You fucking black bitches."
I'd be like, "I can't hear you over the oil rig."
He was like, "Frack you, Bob."
So I can, okay, this it's finally happening. There is finally an all winter season. And
girl,
you have not gone yet. So just so you guys know, if you're listening to this, it's obviously after the episode, after the season has already ended and everything. But This was recorded before Monet even got the list of what's on. And Monet knows that she's cast. That's it.
Yeah. At this point, I know I'm cast. They did my background check. But that's all I know. I'm not sure who's on. I mean, I have like some inklings of I know who is not on. And honestly, one of the biggest gags is that Bob is not on there. I feel like, before even going, I don't know what the tea is. It isn't all winter season, but not all the winners are there. I know that. And Bob is one of the winners not there. And I feel like it is a huge missed opportunity for them to not cast you and me on the same season together.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. Outside on the Drag Race, a lot of people don't see us as a duo. They see Trix and Kotick, they're from the same season. But a lot of people just outside of Drag Race just don't know that you and I are best friends and that we are a duo. You know what I mean? So just so everyone know, it is March 23rd of 2021. That is the current date. It is 7:36 p.m. Pacific time, 10:36 Eastern time. And we are just basically getting, okay, let's, these are our suspicions of who we think will be there when Monet gets there. Okay.
Oh my God, yeah.
Let's go all the way through America. I don't think BB's going to be there.
I don't think so either.
Okay. Two, I don't think James is going to be there.
What if
you walked through the front door and James was there? Oh my God, that would be the gag of the century.
And also, if she is there, she should walk in and go.
Well, James boom. Uses he pronouns these days.
And James should walk in and go, boom.
Okay, season three. I think Raja's gonna be there.
Yeah, I think Raja's gonna be there as well.
And I think people are sleeping on her. I think Raja's going to do very fucking well. You're sleeping on her. I think Raja's going to.
I'm sleeping on Raja a little bit. Well, that's only because, again, and I love Raja. Bob's favorite thing when you say I love this queen so much.
But I love her. I really love her. Really terrible looks. Love.
No, I did a tour with Raja, and I will say I was a little surprised by some of the stuff Raja did, especially because I have such reverence. Raja is one of the reasons I fell in love with Drag Race. On season three, I was like, this is the gold standard. This bitch is literally everything. So,
well, the question is, how much was on the line? Like, how much was on the line? How much was she getting paid?
A fucking check.
But how much was the check? You and me both know the reflection of the check reflect the quality you get.
I don't know what she negotiated for her stuff, but I know I was getting a nice check.
Okay, so I think she's gonna be. You think she's gonna be a big competition?
I think she's going to be good competition. I don't know about great competition.
Okay, then I don't think Sharon Needles is gonna be there. I think that they would be remiss. It'd be not remiss. I think they'd be. She's really problematic, and I don't know that she's great for that kind of stuff.
I agree.
I think Jinx is going to be there, and I think Jinx will be your biggest competition. I think Jinx is the bitch you need to look out for. Like
1,000%.
Drunk Monster, Jinx Monsoon is like, she really is insanely talented. What do you think she'll excel?
I think Jinx will excel in acting challenges and singing challenges. I don't know if there is some type of crafting sewing thing. I don't know how well she'll do there. And I don't know how. That's really it. That's the only downfall I see with Jinx. I think Jinx is very funny. She'll do great in comedy things. She'll be able to do great in acting things. Like, Jinx is great.
I don't think people sleep on Jinx's ability to have great looks. I think that people think that Jinx is going to be bringing crunchy looks, but I think y'all will really be gagged. I really think y'all cannot keep judging queens based on what you saw them doing on RuPaul's Drag Race.
They're judging queens on what they see today.
So people don't judge you on what they see on Drag Race. No one ever judges you based on what they see on Drag Race. When people call you the kitty cat girl, or say that you have crunchy looks.
For me specifically.
You said people.
Well, okay, well, people being myself.
Person is what you mean to say. I think people are going to gag at how. I mean, don't underestimate. I'm just saying right now, Monet, do not underestimate Jinx.
And
don't be thinking like, oh, she's not going to bring another runaway because she might fuck y'all up. Like, do not underestimate her.
I didn't say she's not going to bring another runaway. I didn't say that. You just said that.
Now we're on the podcast. The tune is changing. Honey, now that we're recording, Monet's giving a whole. Monet's like, I think they're all fierce competitors.
I did not say that.
Can't wait to be there. all right, season 6, Bianca Del Rio.
No.
Bianca Del Rio is more than likely not going to be there. I could not see her doing it. All Stars 1, Chad Michaels.
Yes. I see that she'll try doing it.
I can see her being there.
I would do it.
Is she going to go far?
No.
Drag her. Why not?
I mean, I've watched but now, this Monet, so long.
You realize we're releasing this after. Imagine a world where you go home before her and this is... no, I don't see it. Grandma's sitting pretty.
If I'm not going back in being the most confident I am in myself and my abilities, then bitch, why the fuck am I going? Then if that's the case, I should stay my black ass home.
I'm not saying confident in yourself. I'm saying not confident in Chad Michaels. First of all, you would never be an all-star if it wasn't for Chad Michaels being an all-star first.
Oh, my God. You're so ridiculous.
Let's make that clear.
It's been a long time since I've seen All-Star Season 4 or All-Stars 1. But I just haven't seen much of Chad's. I just don't know what she's been up to or what her capabilities are. What was she good at acting challenges her season?
Yeah, she did a great snatch game. Her snatch game was phenomenal.
Oh, so she was Cher.
Yeah. She did do a problematic character in the political
up
campaign.
Updo.
Yeah, it wasn't blackface, but it wasn't
right.
It wasn't not.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that Chad Michaels, was a really fierce competitor. I do have a hard time seeing it for her on the superstars or whatever they're calling it. Okay, season 7, who is Violet Chachki?
I don't think Violet is doing it.
What if we get the cast 100% right? Will you gag if we like literally nail it and we know every single person? That would be so wild. So wild. All right. Season eight. Bob the Drag Queen. Do you think Bob the Drag Queen will be there?
Okay, I have a suspicion. Bob is saying that he has not gotten the call. Y'all know this motherfucker is so sneaky and conniving. I would not be shocked if I walked in and Bob is sitting there like, Monet, they told me not to tell anyone. I just couldn't tell anyone.
Just laugh when you walked in the door. I wouldn't say they told me. I'd be like, you broke bum bitch coming to me for a handout. well, we know the season 8 winner is not going to be there. All Stars 2.
No. Oh, sorry, Sue. Alaska. I mean, I think Alaska would, but I don't think Alaska will be there.
So it seems like they're trying to maybe like, also, full tea, Monet and I kind of talked to a couple girls. We didn't talk to, now to be fair, we've not talked to everyone, but we talked to a couple of girls. We kind of know.
Right.
And okay, All Stars 3.
No, season 9.
Oh, season 9. Sasha Velour. We've not spoken to Sasha Velour. I've not spoken to Sasha. I don't know when they have.
I have not either.
And I don't think she'll go.
I don't think she'll go either.
All right, season 10, Aquaria.
I don't think Aquaria will be there.
I've not spoken to Aquaria personally. I know that's your season 10 sister, but I have not spoken to her, and I don't think that she's going to be going either. Have you spoken to Aquaria? We can't break other people's.
What, yeah.
Honestly. We spoke to Aquaria. Season 11, Evelyn Oddly.
Evelyn Oddly. I think he might be there.
You think so?
I could see her going back.
Yeah, I could see Evie going. Will Evie go far?
I don't remember. Season 11, and I'm not being shady. Season 11 to me was not like a ground. I don't remember watching season 11 like, oh my God, I can't remember her being a standout in like any acting or comedy stuff. Did she win Snatch? She didn't win Snatch Game, did she?
No, she did very poorly at Snatch Game. She was Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh yeah, she was Whoopi, right. So I don't know. I don't know what Evie will excel at.
But also, okay, Evie likes to fight. This bitch likes to, what you gonna do if that bitch come for you? What you
I'm
gonna do
when Molly, when, I'm a, when, I'm a when fucking Evie, Molly I'm that fucking
creepy
bitch.
Creepy and crawlies over and, you know.
I'm a fucking mollywop that fucking Colorado bitch. I'm a fucking beat that fucking.
You'll be like, I'm sorry, Evelyn.
I'm gonna take that bitch knee and twist it behind her back and push it down her throat. That's what I'm gonna do.
Again, this has aired well after the season is finished airing. So at this point, Monet has already been in 3 fights with Evie. Evie had put Monet in the hospital.
No, I think we should put this out when the cast is announced.
I mean, we'll see. This is.
We should put this out when you get your money from winning.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Listen, we'll release it when we release it. All
right, Jacob. That's right, Jacob. That's why I fucked with Jacob.
They don't know what Jacob just said. You have to tell them what he said.
Oh, Jacob was like, "You should put this out when they give you your check from winning." I was like, "That's right. That's a good
all
idea." Right.
Season All Stars 3. Do you think Trinity the Tuck Taylor will be there?
She means Trixie Mattel.
Oh, whatever. Do you think Trixie's gonna be
not
there?
All white people look the same.
Oh my God! I thought you were, I get the 3 and 4, whatever. It doesn't matter. All Stars, the numbers are a little bit off. Anyway, Trixie Mattel, yes or no?
No, I Trixie will not be there.
Yeah, Trixie has publicly said that she does not like competing. Like, it's really not for her. despite doing Drag Race twice, competing
and then
is not
doing
her
secret, super secret celebrity Drag Race once, and Bob and I being on the same cast with her, and she literally could not even get that right.
Okay, so Drag Race season 12.
You know, All Stars 4, Bob.
Oh my God, excuse me. Okay, Trinity, we're finally. Do you think Trinity the Tuck will be there?
I think Trinity will be there.
What is that going to be like? Like, is there going to be a thing where people like keep comparing you two to each other? Do you think?
I'm sure that's going to be a storyline they're going to try to push forward of like the two of us battling for the real crown or like the ultimate crown. I'm sure.
Are you going to work to like separate yourself from Trinity or just
we are already separate. We're already separate.
Well, Trinity and I do not y'all don't do. Talk? Y'all don't talk no more.
No, I'm saying Trinity and I do not do anywhere near the same type of thing.
So you do talk. So you talk to her often.
I don't talk. I have not spoken to Trinity since.
So you don't speak.
Since like September of 2020.
So y'all don't talk anymore.
Oh my God, you're so bad. Well, when I do a podcast with you, when you keep on saying things like "She Devil by Night" every other podcast, it makes it hard. It makes it hard. Okay.
Avoiding you. Oh, well, you said this. I didn't say nothing. That's your superstar's buddy. You've been on 2 seasons of Drag Race with her. Do you think she'll be tough competition?
I think Trinity is a very good competitor. I see Trinity. Trinity,
I mean,
is
you would know better than anybody.
Yeah, Trinity is a great competitor for sure.
Is she going to be in the top?
I think so.
Work.
But work, I don't see them putting both of us in the top again. I don't see that happening.
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, you think they're going to be rigging it? I'm talking based on like skill. You know, a lot of it is also, you know this. All Stars is a lot of what the girls are choosing. The girls are just choosing shit amongst themselves. The girls are eliminating people. The girls are sending bitches home, voting for people, bringing bitches back.
Let me tell you something. If y'all know, I'm the Survivor Queen now. I am playing this shit strategically. I am sending home, if I get a chance, I am sending Jinx Monsoon home the first day.
Monet,
if I
you
can.
Would never. I'm calling it.
I swear to God.
Yo,
I swear.
Monet does not have what it takes to. Monet is, y'all don't know this. Monet is very nice. Monet is so sweet. Monet be talking about that she's about that life, but then it will come down to it, and the sugar will come out of that grundle, and Monet will be like, I couldn't. Jinx, I couldn't.
No.
Monet's gonna be like, I want to beat the best so I can be the best. That's what Monet's gonna
fucking
say.
I'm not saying that. I swear to God, if I get the chance, I will send my biggest competition, which would be, in my opinion. Well, let's talk about everyone else. We're gonna talk about who the coolest.
And I'm just saying now, Monet will do nothing underhanded. Monet's gonna be Miss Congeniality. She's gonna be the most liked. Monet's gonna play by the rules. Monet's gonna hold hands. Monet's gonna bake cookies and bring them in for people. Monet, you are not nasty like that, and that's why I love you, because you're not nasty like that.
Okay,
if there were two of me in this friendship, we wouldn't be able to make it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was warming, it was gray, it was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back...
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you're judging me. You're talking about Monet before she started watching Survivor. This Monet's different. She hit different.
If you and Nick, y'all don't know, Monet and my friend Nick are both obsessed. Sometimes Nick calls me about Survivor. Like, bitch, I'm not the one that watches Survivor with you. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. All right. All Stars 5.
Jada.
Shea Coulee.
No, Jada Essence Hall. Jesus.
Drag Race Season 12. It's hard to do the All Stars and the thing. I get a little mixed up. All right. Drag Race Season 12. Jada Essence Hall. Is she going to be there? Yes or no?
I think Jada will, but I was like, why would she go back so soon? She literally just finished the show.
Why did you go back so soon?
Bob, it's been 2 years since I've been on All Stars. No,
you went back, bitch. You did Drag Race, then you went right back.
Because I had something to prove. I didn't win anything. I knew that I could win something.
I mean, maybe Jada has something to prove, too.
What? She just won the crown.
Maybe she wants to prove that she's the best one, that she's the fucking best. Maybe she wants to prove that, you know?
I want to be the very best that no one ever was.
Okay, real question is Simone going to be there? No, I'm kidding. We were filming this way before the finale of Drag Race season 13. I don't know if Simone won. I'm assuming she did. Okay. Monet and I have suspicions that there's going to be some international royalty in the house. So do you think Priyanka's going to be there?
I think Priyanka's going to be there, yeah. Priyanka.
And Miss Priyanka, how is Priyanka going to do, though? How is she going to do?
I don't know. You know,
drag her. When Monet goes up in inflection and acts like she doesn't have any opinions, that means she thinks you're garbage. I'm translating for y'all right now. I don't know. I mean, you know, it could go either way. And I feel like she has so many talents and there's so many great things about her.
No, she was good in her season, but I just don't know how.
Name two good things she did. Since you think she was good.
She did that little black and the blue and orange runway.
What was good about it? What did she do in the challenge that was good? Like, what did she do in the challenge that you thought was good? You lying ass bitch. You a lying ass. You do not think she's a good drag queen. I caught you.
Okay.
Exposed. Monet is canceled.
Their season was a long time ago. I don't remember, but I do remember her doing some nice stuff.
It was not that long ago. It was during quarantine. It was less than a year ago. Girl, Drag Race Canada season 1 was during quarantine, Monet. You are... Monet, just say you don't think she's competition so we can move on.
That's not true. I think she is competition.
Wait, is everybody? So everyone's competition now. Everyone's competition.
Oh, you know what? She was good, really good in like the second episode when they had to like write and perform those songs. She was very good. Her lyrics were very good.
What were her lyrics? Name like... Just say one word. Just give me one word that was in her.
Hey, you give me... I'm a girl. Hey, I'm a girl, Denali.
You do not know. You don't know. Monet, you literally don't know anything. Bitch, Brooke could be on this fucking in this fucking Zoom room and you would know who the fuck she was. You do not know anything. This shit is so... This is the messiest, most illegal podcast we've ever done. Okay, keep moving.
Priyanka.
Do we think that the Vivian is going to be there?
Oh, I think the Vivian will be there. And she's fierce competition.
I feel like if they end up doing if they end up doing this, they won't be able to film in America.
Why? I'm sure they're gonna work it out that they probably can. I don't know.
I mean, I know that there's also another thing they're trying to do, and they're filming that overseas. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Do you think that the winner drag? Do you think Natalia Plyacam is gonna be there? Or from, maybe Plyacam from Drag Race Thailand.
Oh, maybe. I think so. I think that they're going to bring the international winners, for sure.
And how about Anjali Anang, who is also from Thailand?
From Thailand. Probably, and definitely Envy Peru.
And I believe Anjali Anang is, I might be wrong. I don't want to misquote, but I believe she is the only Drag Race winner who identifies as a trans woman.
Really?
I think, but I might be wrong. I mean, I also don't know how everyone else identifies, obviously.
Right.
But yeah.
So those
are all, and obviously, I mean, it's a little early, but we might as well ask Lawrence Chaney. Will Lawrence Chaney be there?
She's too soon. No way. There's no way. She just, no.
Now, I have not seen, I also don't know Holland. I've not seen Holland. I've seen a few episodes of Thailand. It is very hard for me to watch things with subtitles. I read really slowly. But there's a chance that Holland might show up as well.
Yeah, and Envy Peru.
I mean, you think your biggest competition is still Jinx, out of all those people, Jinx Monsoon?
I think
the Vivian is great, too.
I was going to say, I think the Vivian, Trinity, and Jinx are the biggest competition.
Are you going to win?
Yes.
Who's the top three?
Top three, myself, Jinx, Vivian.
Now, Monet, no matter what, we have to release this podcast. No,
we're putting this out.
The fuck matter what.
We're putting this out.
So what we're doing is we're doing a three-part series. The first podcast is literally just all we know is that Monet's cast. We don't know anything besides my mother's
podcast.
Hold on, I'm doing the podcast. Sorry, y'all. Doing the podcast. Send. Boom. So all we know is that Monet is cast on Superstars. We don't even know the name of it, and we don't know anything else about it.
I don't have the runway looks. I don't have anything. We don't know who's there.
We have suspicions. We don't know anything.
There may not be Snatch Game. I don't know.
Next episode we're going to be doing, Monet is right when she gets back. When Monet gets back, when she lands. Actually, bitch, you can tell them you'll fly out of LAX in a few days. You'll come over to my place.
Well, okay, well, here's the thing. Bob, we should do one right before I leave. And we can talk about, like, you helping me with my Snatch Game and, like, my runways and that stuff.
So we do a four-part then. And right when Monet leaves, right when she gets back, and then after it's all done, we'll do a wrap-up. Like, how did it go, girl? How did it go? what do you think the prize money's going to be?
I don't know, but it better not be $100,000. It better not be.
They better not walk in with $200,000 being like, this is enough. In my opinion, at the
500K.
Minimum, it needs to be $500,000. That is the...
I think so.
And that's an almost insulting minimum for the winner of the winter season. They need to give y'all motherfuckers $1 million.
Bitch, and y'all on Viacom CBS, it needs to be $1 million.
Are you going to make up another excuse, or are you just leaving this time? Did you make an excuse when you went to All Stars, or did you just go?
I mean, to like my personal friends, I just said I was going to like a family thing, but like, I'm not going to do a social media. I'm just going to just not post.
Okay.
Bitch, I don't post for a month now.
These season fucking 12 girls, or the season 13 girls, the stuff they're doing on social is, we used to do, like, we used to like go to a green screen and do a photo shoot. These bitches are going on locations. They're making music. I mean, you know who I blame for this? Your homegirl, U-Haul. U-Haul did those crazy videos for every one of her looks. I don't know if you remember that, but U-Haul did these really intricate green screen videos.
They weren't intricate.
I thought they were quite intricate, and I thought they were really well done. It was the most any girl had done. I don't know if it's true, but I feel like Kim was the first girl to document every single one of her looks in Instagram posts.
I don't want to do something corny like that. I'm definitely going to obviously do something.
That's not corny.
But I feel like it's a little overdone. I mean, to me, again, that's my opinion. I want to do something else that's not so on the nose, like a dope photo shoot. I want to do something else, but we'll see. I'll figure it out.
But also, this is where people start making what I consider some crazy bullshit. You don't have to reinvent the wheel just because, like, just document your looks and go from there. Everyone's like, I want to create a short play for each look, and then I'm gonna like, okay, this don't nobody want to watch no play. We just want to look at the look and get it popping. Like, you don't have to go do this all this wild.
Why are you mad? Why are you mad? You're not doing it. Why are you mad?
I'm just telling you, I think that it is a bad, in my opinion, it's a bad idea. Like, I'm like, this is content that I'd be like, it feels like it'd be a waste of money, and I don't think it would yield a high return for you to do something outrageous and completely outlandish with each and every look on the show.
I didn't say it's going to be outrageous and outlandish. I didn't say I'm going to spend a whole bunch of money. I just said every one of Simone's looks was shot on an iPhone with a fucking bounce shiny screen. Okay,
It's still a photo shoot. You said photo shoots are cheesy.
What I'm saying is that, but Simone has stepped it up too with like her backgrounds and stuff. I mean, like going on locations. So I feel like there's a way to do something a little different that's a little more elevated, but not for a lot of money.
So you're saying you're poor? I'm kidding. All I'm saying,
Who are you rooting for?
As of right now, I'm rooting for you. You're my favorite Drag Race queen.
Work.
Now, the show starts, and if shit started getting wonky, I'd be like, Monet, that wasn't your week.
Do you think I can win?
I do. I think as long as you do not underestimate Jinx, I think you could win.
And who do you think is the biggest competition?
Jinx Monsoon. I think Jinx Monsoon is your biggest competition.
Top three.
You, Jinx, and Viv.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Because Viv is really funny. Viv is really funny. And she's beautiful. Her makeup is amazing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Wait, do we think Shay's going to be there?
Oh, I don't think Shay. Bitch, it took Shay 8 years to do All Stars. They asked like every year. She never went.
Wait, did we discuss Shay? Did we skip over Shay Coulee?
We did skip over Shay, but I don't think Shay's going to be there.
You don't think? I think Shay's going to. I think she'll go.
I don't think she will.
I think Shay would be fierce competition.
Oh, Shay will be a very fierce competition. But okay, do you think she'll be the best?
It'll be either you, Jinx, and Shay, or you, Jinx, and Viv. I think Shay and Viv will, like, edge out for one of those spots.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so you say Trinity is whack. You have knocked her out of the top.
I don't think she's going to be in the top with you. I think I just really believe in the talents of you and Jinx, especially you and Jinx. And Viv and Shay are really also just some amazing competitors. And you know I'm going to be doing a purse first impressions.
Oh my God. Are you going to talk shit about me?
I don't think I talk shit about anyone. I just give my honest opinions about things.
Okay. So first of all, first verse impression. No, bitch, we're doing a sibling watchery.
We'll see.
No, fuck you.
Bitch, you probably won't be.
I'll go back to my Monet, to my exposés. Fuck you, bitch. I got my own shit to do. Okay,
have fun. Enjoy yourself.
I will. A lot of fun.
You and your little exposés. You and your little three friends. We'll figure out what we're going to do. I mean, you don't even know. From what I understand, a lot of girls these days aren't allowed to do those things.
Well, like, that's
just
a lot of girls
in regards to the stuff for the season.
Mama, well, that's because a lot of girls don't know how to negotiate their contracts.
Oh, and you knew when you was on Drag Race the first time. Okay, go off, sis.
I didn't know the first time, but bitch, the fuck I do now.
Well, I also know that Katya, she did a review of her season.
She sure did. She did.
And maybe just because most folks don't want to do reviews. Maybe that's what it really boils down to.
Yeah, I did it for mine. I did it for All Stars.
And Cracker also did it for All Stars, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, look at you. Bob loves to make up rules, don't he, y'all?
Listen, I'm just basing it off of what I see, Henny. What I see.
Now what I see.
This is nerve-wracking. I'm like really excited though.
Well, once I get all the things, Bob and I have already begun working on one of my snap games a little bit. I'm planning on, well, I have two. I have two ideas. I'm planning on doing, because I'm just assuming there's going to be some type of snatch game component. Snatch game at sea, snatch game of love. So like, whatever. There's probably going to be some type of impersonating a celebrity component. And I either want to do Whoopi, and I think doing Whoopi could go over very well. Or do, I can't even do Mike Tyson. I'm so uncomfortable doing it. Do it, Bob.
Yeah, it's probably, if you want to do Mike Tyson, you gotta have a little bit of speech impediment and just raise your voice. You gotta kind of just keep your voice up here. I mean, it's a bit of a parody of Mike Tyson, but like everybody understands you don't pronounce your R's.
Mike Tyson, yeah, just like this. You just talk like this. You know, that's how Mike Tyson talks.
And you don't pronounce your R's.
Yeah. Oh,
honestly, RuPaul,
so would it be RuPaul?
RuPaul, that was pretty funny. I gotta say, if you would have made that joke back in the 90s, I would have fucking punched you in your gut and called you a faggot. But you're actually pretty funny. Now let's talk about because you had a snatch game success and a snatch game failure. Why was
it it was not a failure. It was safe.
It wasn't funny. Meaning it was a failure.
No, there was I had one funny joke, which means that it was not a failure, it wasn't a success. It was fine.
I mean, we have our own opinions. I thought it was a bad snatch game, and in my opinion it was a failure, but go off. If you think it was great, then you know, have fun with that.
I didn't say it was great, I said it was fine.
I didn't think it was fine. I think it was a bad snatch game, but sure. Anyway. What happened with your, also, Monet, here's the thing. Be open to critiques. I'm telling you right now, that wasn't good. You know what I say? Oh, don't lift your friends up when they're wrong. It wasn't good. So I'm here to tell you, you can do a lot better.
I can do better.
And I don't mean like it was fine. It was a wrap. Don't bring anything from that. Like you're like, I can pick this little part. No, don't bring that.
I didn't say that.
It, the whole thing, scrap every part of it. Don't bring any component of what you did for that last game into your next one.
I wouldn't, but that doesn't change the fact that it was fine.
It's not a fact. Those are opinions. I don't know if you know how the words facts and opinions work, but go off. Talk to me about what did you do to prepare for Maya Angelou?
I was walking around talking like her.
Thing down. It's noisy.
First of all, can we talk about how this is 9 inches and niggas on Grindr be swearing. Everyone is 9 inches. Bitch, the fuck you are. Everybody was swearing. This is 9 inches. And I have big hands, okay? Two and a half. Like, no. That doesn't even fit. And I still mean, have 4 inches.
Well, it curves. Anyway. But you also, you'd done the Maya Angelou for a couple of auditions prior. So it wasn't, you'd, even though you weren't doing Maya Angelou your shows, you had at least been thinking of that Maya Angelou for quite a while.
Yeah, definitely that. And also, and I was also going to do Whitney. Whitney is a strong, I mean, not Whitney, sorry. Mimi's a strong one I could do.
You know, you know, I did Maya Angelou for my, audition tape a long time ago.
Did you?
Yep. For my season 7 audition or season 6 audition, I did Maya Angelou.
Anyway, yeah, Nene's a strong. I thought about doing Nene's a strong one too because I can. I'm literally obsessed with Housewives of Atlanta.
I don't think you should do that.
Why?
Okay, I'm thinking back to when Pep did Nene, and yeah, her Nene was bad. Let's just start by saying Pep, me, you, and Pep, and everybody else in the world all agree that Pep had a bad Nene Leakes impersonation. I also just feel like Nene Leakes is someone whose voice is not specific enough, first of all, and her look isn't even specific enough. Like, Nene's look with the short blonde wig, which she doesn't even wear anymore, but she was known for wearing those for a long time.
The finger wave, yeah.
I think that there's just too many people with that hairstyle and with that look for it to be a big Nene Leakes thing, in my opinion. She also doesn't have any specific huge catchphrases. She has a she has things like go to bed wig and
bloop, close your legs to married men.
Close your legs to married men. But what's the thing we always say?
Wow.
I said what I said. Nene. Oh yeah, I said what I said. First of all, I don't even watch Housewives, but I know Wow Nene is Kim Zolciak. Everyone knows that Kim Zolciak goes Wow Nene.
But I think it would be funny if you reworked that to something else in questioning it in Snatch Game.
I mean, it seems out of context to me having Nene Leakes say Wow Nene, and then I'd be like, that's not even her saying.
No, I wouldn't say Wow Nene. I would say Wow something else.
But it's not her saying. Monet, take my advice on this. This also, I want y'all to know, when Monet went off to go do All-Stars, I said, I don't think this Whitney is a good idea. In my opinion, it's not
did
funny.
You?
Yes, the fuck I did. And then you said, I think it's great. And you went there and you did it anyway. We had a whole chat. I said, Monet, I don't think you should do the Whitney. And then you would do your little bits. And I was like, it's just not that funny to me. And then you were like, I'm going to do it. And then you got there. And then according to you, it was fine.
I
want everyone to know, right? I'm saying vocally out loud right now, so when they cannot, we are recording this. I don't think NeNe Leakes is a good option, personally. I would do either Whoopi Goldberg or Mike Tyson with a full face tattoo, gold tooth, boxing shorts, boxing gloves. That shit is bald head. That shit is hilarious. But we have to work on it though. You have to really, really work on. You have to watch some Mike Tyson interviews. Mike Tyson, and look at his pre-fight interview. They always do these pre-fight, pre-match interviews.
Yeah.
And Mike Tyson would say the most violent things. He's like, "I'm gonna rip his head off. I'm gonna make love to his fucking children."
Yeah.
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 Anyway, what about the talent portion? People hating on the cover. What are you gonna do?
Oh my God, to redeem myself from that. I'm gonna do probably something from one of my songs coming out.
Are you like a slow moment or like a...
I don't know. I'm thinking if they give us dances and shit, I would do one of the more up-tempo ones. But if it's like they don't give us that, I don't want to embrace the vibe and do something like slow.
We're just vibing.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally feel like you should do one of the slow songs. Like, I think that just because you have dancers, there's no reason to, like, go out and be like, bop, ba, da, bump, bump, ba, da, bump. Like, I don't have songs like that. You do. Bitch, I'm Beyonce. Boom, 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 boom.
I mean,
boom.
That could be a cute one, though. Bitch, I'm Beyonce.
Monet, I don't have any song like that. Meanwhile, your song's like, dun, 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 dun. Wow, chicka, bow, bow, waka, 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 wow. I think that gently, like a really fierce rendition of Gently would be...
Oh my God, you know my song? No, you just looked it up. You such a little nasty little piglet. I saw
okay,
you
first
looking
of all,
it up.
There
you
are,
typed it up.
First of all, I know the songs on your album. There are only six of them? Four of them?
I'm not friends with you anymore. I know literally every word, every song you've ever put out.
I just named your song, and now you're mad at me somehow. How did I? Because I don't know the exact number of songs in your fucking EP. Okay, the first one is you in that church singing Ave Maria, and then a car comes, picks you up, and you do, "When you think I'm here, that I'm not for you." And then you be in the club talking about how you Beyonce, and then you do Gently. And when you in the with you and the man, and then you do. Well, what I'm missing one, Gently. Did I say Ave Maria?
You didn't.
Oh, Ave Maria, there it is.
But Jacob is reminding us that when we did the friendship quiz game on Patreon, you got the same question wrong, and you clearly have not learned since then.
What was the question? How many? It's five.
Tracks on my EP.
It's five. I figured it out. It's five. I counted them.
No, it's four. Jesus Christ.
Four? I just named five songs.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. Ave Maria, Bitch, I'm Beyonce, Gently, There for You. Did I only name four? let me go to Spotify real quick. I don't trust you. I did name five.
You did not. Well, if you did, you made it up in your head because there are not five songs.
One, two, oh. Okay, four, whatever. But I named them.
Yeah,
I
gently,
named all of them.
I would do a Gently moment or something like, or something from the new album that I really like that's slow.
So I think that would be a really great moment for you. What if you did a podcast? You gave Michelle and Rue a microphone, and you were like, welcome to Sibling Rivalry. It's me, Monet Exchange. Filling in for Bob the Drag Queen is RuPaul and Michelle Visage. How y'all doing today?
That's fierce. And listen, that is a talent. Being able to be a successful podcast is, that's a, not everyone can do that.
If you did a podcast and you replaced me with Michelle and Rue, that shit would be so...
That's a good idea.
So, okay, what are you planning for a makeover moment?
Well, I don't know.
What do they bring in the other winners who aren't on the show? And then I get paired with Jada.
I would. You better sabotage that little bitch. I know what I want to do for my entrance look. I want to do like this, like, because there's this really popular thing called Baroque Black Girls and there's really cool hairstyles. But Domino's making
you
me just
you
like
taught me about this.
Yeah, this like full like corset into like this like high collar Baroque thing with this like big crazy hair and like thigh high like full boot moment in the same fabric. And I'm gonna, okay, my entrance line. I'm thinking about a couple of things. You ready?
Okay.
In this Baroque look, I'm like, I heard some of y'all bitches had to Baroque the brink to be here. And honestly, same.
I don't know. That's not a good one. No. I mean, it'd be better if you walk in and say, you Baroque bitches, and then just land.
Oh, that's cute.
I said, not you Baroque bitches.
Not y'all. Not Luna Simone.
She gonna be there. You better hurry up. You better get ready, girl.
Not y'all Baroque bitches.
Or if you said, I still think you need to walk in and say, looks like the exchange rate just went up and shoot off money guns. I've been telling you this. This is your third time to try to do this.
I want the Baroque line. It makes sense in my whole look.
The idea of like walking in and being like, I swept up the competition. Or like, it's not iconic, Monet. If you walk in and say, it looks like the exchange rate just went up and you shoot off money guns and it's the money falling around you and you're just posing, that would be everything.
Looks like the exchange rate just went up.
Do you think the other
then what is- then what I do with the guns? I just throw them.
Yeah, you can place them down. You can just walk over and put them on the table. You don't have to throw them. You can just, because if you throw them, it's going to be like clunky behind you. But if you just shoot them off, you say it looks like the exchange rate just went up. You shoot the guns, and then you walk over to the girls like, and you put the guns down.
No, I shoot them, then I fling them, and then because I want to be able to pose. Body, face.
Do you think the other girls are going to think you're going to be fierce competition? Do you think they are going to underestimate you?
I don't know. I honestly don't know what people think.
I think everyone's going to be side-eyeing Jinx. I think everyone's going to be gunning for Jinx. Everyone's going to want to take Jinx down. I think that will also make Jinx nutty as squirrel turd. Like, the fact, like, people coming after Jinx is going to, like, chap her fucking cheeks. Because I do think everyone's going to view Jinx as probably as the biggest competition there. I really feel that way, which is going to put a big target on her back.
Yeah. Oh my God, you sound like you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to say it, but you're talking in Survivor.
Oh my God, man. Would you be mad if you found out when you left, I went on Survivor?
I would be so fucking heated.
Why?
Oh, which by the way,
you've done three seasons of Drag Race. Let me do my one little Survivor.
I got to tell you about something after we get all this. I didn't even want to say it on here because the timeline of all of it is so weird. I'll tell you after this call. But remind me, I got to tell you something.
Sorry, listeners, y'all won't get to hear it. So, listen, y'all. I mean, I don't know what else to talk about. These are going to be a weird little series. We'll figure out. It might not be the same length in time as our normal stuff. But
they don't have to be.
We are making this up as we go. Maybe we'll make it Patreon exclusive at first. If folks really want to hear, they can go. Then we'll release it like later down the line. Who knows? You know, we don't know what we're doing. We just know that we are documenting Monet's journey as she goes back for the Drag Race Superstars, which I'm calling it.
And comment below who you think the biggest threat this season is going to be. Because at this point, the cast has been released. So comment who do you think the biggest threat this season is and who the top three in your mind is.
What if we're wrong and it's all... Would you be so shook if it was just another All-Stars, you and a bunch of losers? Would you gag?
I would... If I swear to God, I would leave the first day. I would not come back.
Then you'd be labeled a diva.
I don't care. I would be like, absolutely not. This is not what it was advertised. I'm not interested in doing this. Goodbye.
Not advertised. But they bought. They paid for it. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening.
All right, guys.
And we'll see you in part two. We'll see how many parts it is. We'll see you in part two.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.